The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Samachay. The mission discusses some issues that come up very, very regularly. And that is, what are the halachas concerning prepayment discounts or paying extra for credit? Some examples are, person buys a newspaper subscription. If he buys it every week, the paper costs $1.50. If he subscribes and pays for an entire year in advance, he gets a substantial discount. Is that allowed, or is that ribbis? Another case can apply to a pile, to a worker. A person hires a painter, hires a contractor to do a job, and the contractor gives him a price. And then he tells him, but if you pay me up front, either all or a good chunk of the money, I'll give you a discount. Again, is that permissible, or is that ribbis? The other cases that have to be dealt with are the opposite, and that is, if you walk into a store and they're selling something, a refrigerator, if you pay in cash, the cost is $500. If you pay over a few months, if you buy on credit, the cost rises. When are these cases allowed? When is it ribbis? So the Mishnah makes the following distinction. Marben al haschar v'ein marben al hamecher. When you're buying something, If the price in cash is $500, if you agree to pay more because you're buying on credit, that will be asa. And the reason is that by mekach u'memkar, the monies are due immediately when the sale is made. You take possession of the refrigerator, of the appliance, it's yours, the money is owed in full. Any sort of arrangement where the seller extends credit, where you delay payment, and in exchange for that delay, you pay more, that is schar hamtonas mois, you're paying for that credit, that would be aser. But the Mishnah says, that applies to mekach u'memkar, that applies when you're buying or selling an item. By schirus, by a rental, by a lease, the halach is different. There's nothing wrong with a landlord telling a tenant that the charge is $1,000 a month. But if you pay me immediately, I'll give to you the entire year for $10,000. Now the Mishnah doesn't really explain why. As Gemara points out, there's a basic difference between schiros and mecher. By mekach u'memkar, a purchase, the monies are due immediately. Agreeing to pay more for credit is you're essentially paying for a loan. Schiros is the opposite. We have a klal of ein schiros mishtalemes elu l'psoif. If a person leases a property for a year, according to halacha, the money is not due until the end of the year. And therefore, when you're agreeing to pay $1,000 per month, there's never any hamtanas mois. You're paying at the end of each month after you lived in it for that month. There's no time delay between when you took advantage of the services and when you paid that's not called a hamtanas mois. And therefore, that extra money is not ribbis, it's not hamtanas mois, and it would be mutter. The question is the inverted case. While the Mishnah makes it clear that if I move into a property and I pay immediately the day that I move in $10,000, then that is mutter, even though that represents a discount. What's the halacha if I'm negotiating a lease, I sign a lease on a piece of property, but I'm not going to actually move into the property for another few months? The landlord is desperate for money, so he says, if you sign the lease today and you give me a deposit, I'll give it to you for $8,000. Otherwise, it's $1,000 a month due each month. Now here we have a bit of an interesting situation. While the Mishnah makes it clear that I'm allowed to pay, I can get a discount for paying when I move in, am I also allowed to take a discount for paying even before I take possession? Now, this is a machlokas rishonim. the Beis Yosef and the Taz both bring down both shitos, one saying it's mutter, one saying it's aser. As a matter of halacha, the Nekudas HaKesef is machriya that it's mutter. And he explains that the moment you make a kinyan, the moment you either sign a shtar, you sign a valid contract, or you pay for the lease, it's yours. You own it. And therefore, although you're not actually going to take possession, you're not actually going to live in the apartment perhaps for another few months, since the kinyan takes place immediately, the deal is consummated immediately, paying at that time, even though you're getting a discount, is permissible. There's never any hamtanas mois. What about a worker? When you're paying a contractor in advance, the Nekudas HaKesef says that this distinction won't apply. And he says as follows. If the contractor is beginning the job immediately when you pay him, then the contractor, the poyel, is the same thing as schiros. Just like when you rent a property, you're allowed to get a discount for prepayment. When you hire a worker, you're essentially renting a worker, you're also allowed to receive a discount for paying him up front. However, this applies only if you're paying when the worker is actually beginning the job. If, however, the contractor tells you, listen, I want to sign a contract today, I want you to pay me up front, and I'll show up next week and I'll begin the job, then you cannot receive a discount for that. And the Nekudas HaKesef explains that when you sign a contract, when you hire a worker, there's no real kinyan that takes place. A worker is always free to resign, to quit his job whenever he chooses. Therefore, simply the agreement, simply paying kesef, simply writing a contract, is not a kinyan, and one cannot receive a discount for prepayment. However, once he actually begins the job, the process is already started, then it will have the halacha of schiros, and then it will be mutter. So again, to sum up, if you'd like to receive, if you're dealing with a purchase and the seller wants to charge you more for credit, that would be usur. If you're dealing with a lease and you're given two prices, if you pay as it goes along, you're going to pay a higher price. If you pay in advance, you're going to pay a lower price. That would be mutter, as long as either you take possession immediately or in the very least you make a kinyan. However, if you're dealing with hiring a worker and you're paying in advance, you can only receive a discount if he starts the job immediately. If there's going to be a delay, if he's not starting the job right away, that will be usur. Similarly, if you're leasing an apartment, you're leasing a property, but it's still under construction. It's not yet in a state and condition where it could be rented. Then it's not possible to make a kinyan. Although you sign a contract, although you may pay something, it is you're buying something which is a loy bala olam. You're trying to make a kinyan on something which does not yet exist in the state that you're trying to acquire it. Therefore, such a kinyan will not be effective, and a discount at that point would be ribis and would not be appropriate.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.